You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and Michael Ramage, Associate Director for the Center for Telecommunication System Management, and Annie Vandiver, Program Coordinator for the Center for Telecommunication System Management.
Thank you, Austin, and thank you both for being here today. You have a security conference coming up later this month, and do you want to open, Annie, and outline what the day will bring?
On April 24th, we will be co-hosting the 6th annual Patterns of Distinction Security Matters Conference with Community Financial Services Bank. It will be held at the Kura Center. We will have speakers from CFSB, EPCOR, WisdomTree Technologies, ADTRAN, or Blue Socket Business Group, which is a division of ADTRAN. We'll have breakout sessions for business and technical. And it is a free security conference for business and information security or IT professionals.
It starts real early in the morning, goes to?
Yes, it starts at 8 a.m. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and then the conference will begin at 8:30 and typically runs till 3 o'clock, and then closing is 3 o'clock to 3:30.
Okay, now you've outlined it. Michael, would you flesh out what all the significance of this conference and the people involved?
Well, any small business today is dealing with security more and more. And every year we have this, and we try to focus on a topic or series of topics that are relevant to businesses today. And this year is no different. We're going to start the day off with the vice president from ADTRAN really laying out the world that we live in, the security world. Obviously, from a telecommunications equipment provider standpoint, Blue Socket is a technology that helps to secure the wireless network, and it's a technology that we have previously used on campus. And you know, talk about a little bit about what the threats are, lay out what's going on in the world and why we need to care about it. And then as we get into the day, we're gonna have a number of presentations talking about a series of topics. Fraud is going to be a big topic for the day. We're going to have speakers from CFSB to touch on the Target breach. And, you know, Target's this great big company that it doesn't relate to me, but it does. And they're going to walk through how that relates. And actually, you know, in the Target breach, it wasn't Target that was the first one compromised. It was a small company that service targets that was breached, and then it escalated from there. So we're going to walk through the fraud aspect of it. What happens if accounts get compromised? What are the steps that my business needs to take, and walk through those issues to minimize the risk and minimize the financial impact of a breach happening at your company.
I was impressed when I looked at the lineup of people coming, experts in this field of internet security, cloud security, at the number of the companies that are Kentucky-based, some born and raised right here in Western Kentucky. Would you speak to those companies?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of companies, and you know, for example, Kaleo Technologies that's in Paducah. We have DevSource that's here in Murray, Cornerstone that's in Hopkinsville, just to name three, that are all companies that founded here, that are doing great things and providing those security services that businesses need. And this year, we're excited that any local IT company can have a vendor booth at the event. So as small businesses are listening to these threats, and they're real, that they can walk out of the session and go talk with the vendors that are born and bred Kentucky companies and get the help that they need. And let me add that the thing that's great about it is that you don't think IT companies necessarily when you think Western Kentucky, but we have some great IT companies here, and we hope to be able to show them off during that day.
I noticed, too, that the IT companies in our midst are hiring Murray State University graduates right and left, so it's a good relationship. So how does one get a free vendor space at the Patterns Day?
Companies can get a vendor booth by contacting me, or they can visit the Patterns of Distinction Security Matters website, www.podsecuritymatters.com, and there is information on the site for vendors, and my contact information is on there as well.
So the outcome of the day you expect to be what? What's the best outcome of the day?
For me, the best outcome of the day is an increased awareness of the threat, that a business, an organization, a student, a faculty member has to be diligent in what they do online. You know, we're not trying to scare people away from using the internet because obviously we think it's very important, but being diligent. For example, there was a study that came out last week that on the black market, the value of your Twitter account is now more than the value of getting your credit card number. And there's a number of reasons. More than likely, people are using the same password for multiple accounts, so that's going to give them a further reach into your digital footprint, if you will. Things like that we're going to discuss. Actually, one session, Wes Spencer, one of our faculty members, will be touching on Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a topic that a lot of people have heard about but don't really know what it is and how it works. But it's a digital currency, and many are using it because it's not traceable. And when the buying and selling of these credit cards, of these accounts, they're using Bitcoins, and it can't be traced. So going back to the fraud aspect, we're going to touch on that as well. And if you leave today or leave on the 24th with an increased awareness of the threats that are out there and the diligence that you need to take on as an individual and as a business, then I would say that the day has been a success.
Excellent. We're talking with Michael Ramage and Annie Vandiver, and again, the topic is the Patterns of Distinction Security Matters Conference, co-hosted by Murray State University's Program of Distinction in Telecommunications Systems Management and Community Financial Services Bank. It's April 24th, and Annie's given the website, so you're all set to sign up and attend. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.